Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. The Palestinian leaders say that the United Nations has given them permission to kill Jewish people. That's the headline. In one moment, Itamar Marcus will join me with more details on this story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
As I understand it, the Palestinian people are now claiming that this decision by UNESCO gives them the right to go after with terror the Jewish state.
They've done this before, and it's very tragic. They've been killing Israelis. That is, Arab terrorism, Palestinian Arab terrorism, has been attacking and murdering Israelis since 1929, is when it was the worst. It actually started in Hebron with the massacre of the ancient Jewish community of Hebron that had been there for hundreds, maybe thousands of years. So that the terror has always been. What they're looking for now is international legitimization for their terror. And what happens is when you have a UN vote like this, then they can come to the world and say, well, according to the UN, Hebron belongs to Muslims only, and therefore if Israel is there, we have a right to kill any Israeli who might happen to be there, any Jew who might happen to be visiting there, any Christian who might happen to be visiting there. So this is the tragedy here, is that the Palestinians now will come to their people and say, we now have a right, an international right. Fatah published a Facebook page graphic which showed a map of what they call Palestine, which is all of Israel, covered by a Palestinian flag in the shape of a knife, and the knife was stabbing into the ground, and there was a pool of blood, clearly a symbol of murder, on the outskirts of the text. They put the names of all the Security Council members that voted in favor, and they wrote, thank you. So they were thanking the countries for the permission to kill Israelis and Jews who would be in Jerusalem because the UN has given it over to us.
Itamar Marcus reporting what the Palestinian media is telling the Palestinian people, that they have permission to kill the Jews. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. The recent decision by UNESCO, a United Nations agency, that decision that both the burial site for the Jewish patriarchs and the Temple Mount are Palestinian property with no connections to the Jews, is a denial of history and biblical truth. Genesis chapter 23 records that Abraham purchased the Machpelah cave as a burial site for the Jewish patriarchs. 1 Chronicles 21 records the purchase of the Temple Mount by King David some 3,000 years ago. Ezekiel chapter 35 reveals that the Palestinians will steal the land of the Jewish people. UNESCO's declaration negated these two biblical records in advance of these decisions that are setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...